the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Let's see if you guys have your Monday morning brains in gear yet. 60% of people do this when they go to bed. What is that? You can jump on the phone, 704-570-9595, see if you know the answer.
I was going to say snore, but I assume that's not the answer because you said Amanda doesn't like it and you like to do this.
Not snore. That is incorrect. I'll tell you the answer here in a second, but there's a couple people on hold that want to wake up on a Monday.
This is Rob in Charlotte. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Rob, you think your brain's in gear yet?
I think it is. I'm going to say 60% of people probably sleep naked.
Sleep naked. That's incorrect, but you know what? I see study after study that says it is the best thing to do for your body is to sleep naked.
I sleep in the nude.
So do I.
Yeah.
You guys do?
Yeah, we take it all off.
Rob, do you sleep in the nude?
Let me tell you, I probably about 8 days out of the week I do.
8 days.
8 days out of the week.
See, my math is right. Okay,
that checks out.
Aren't you nervous if something happens in the middle of the night?
What are you going to do?
Get dressed?
The only thing
I lived on campus, at UNC Charlotte when I went there. And when we would have fire drills in the middle of the night or somebody set the alarm. And if I was sleeping naked, guess what? If you end up outside naked, you end up outside naked. It is what it is.
That's kind of how
somebody else has a problem with it, that's on them.
See, I leave pair of pants and a top right next to my bed in case I gotta cash cries and I gotta run upstairs real quick.
I can't imagine a world where I literally would not have enough time to get dressed.
Really?
I can't really imagine that. If there's a fire in another unit, I think I'll have enough time to throw something on.
What if an axe murderer comes in? You think he's going to be like, hey, I'll let you get dressed?
Well, just go ahead and murder me.
Yeah. What if it's in your unit?
Well, then maybe, but that's not going to happen. But the other thing I worry about...
What if the guy who wants to murder you tells you to get dressed, and you're like, I can't find anything, and then he gets annoyed and just leaves?
That's how it works. I'm more worried about if I die and someone, it's like my family has to come find me, and I'm like
naked.
In the nude. Yeah, I don't want that at all. This is Brad in Union. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. Hey. I was going to say 60% of the people foot cuddle.
Ooh,
father a bit.
Foot cuddling. I love to foot cuddle. My husband hates it. My feet are always freezing.
Yeah, I don't mind foot cuddling. You know what I do? I do a weird move, Brad. I put my hand underneath my wife's leg. I like to spread out, sleep on my belly. So I'll put my hand underneath her thigh. And I like that cuddling. All right, you're all wrong. Roy, do you want to take a guess?
Is it put lotion on?
It is not. Nearly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
60% of people sleep with their bedroom door open.
What's wrong with those people?
According to a recent survey.
I do that just to be able to see my kids, Ray.
I don't want them peering in. I'd be an awful parent.
Anything, but it's a safety factor.
Yeah, I see.
We leave our door open, morning. I think.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good morning.
I mean, not all
you
the way
kids.
Open, but halfway.
I would love to leave my door open. Growing up, I wanted my door open. And all my friends are like, no, man, door closed. If anything happens, you want to be safe in your room. And I'm like, no, if anything happens, I want to be able to get out.
Yeah.
I'm a closer.
What are you, Nicole? Are you? Oh, she's. What about you, Aaron, our digital producer? Door open or door closed at your parents' house where you live?
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's good.
It's all right. You got a girlfriend
That's
already.
That's a cool move. I do open.
Yeah.
You
do
open?
Yeah, I do.
See, I don't want to hear anything that's going on outside my bedroom. I don't want to hear, you know what I mean? I want everything to be closed and secured. And, for the longest time, I used to lock my bedroom door even when I lived by myself.
That is really weird. You'd lock the main door
and then lock my bedroom door.
Dude, that's like a panic room.
Yeah, I know. But it's just I always did that growing up as a kid, locking my bedroom door.
Just force of habit.
Force of habit.
So a recent study says that 60% of people sleep with their bedroom door open. That simple choice could mean life or death in the event of a house fire, as a closed door can slow the spread of flames, reduce toxic smoke, and improve oxygen levels.
Hmm.
Did you know that, Roy?
That's why I was doing it.
Did you know the average time to escape a home fire has gone from 17 minutes to 3 minutes? In less than
fires like doubles like within
decades.
Yeah, it doubles within seconds or something crazy like that. But I would like to think, unless it happened in my own unit, I would have more than enough time to respond in another apartment if there's a fire in another apartment.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm big on sleeping with the door open. I want to be able to hear things.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't.
I want to be alert. Look, to what's going on.
If someone breaks in, don't wake me up. Just take it while I'm sleeping.
Well, doesn't Callie sleep with you?
Yo, well, she
does.
Tries.
Does she ever try and get out?
Of
the bedroom?
No, it's bedtime. She wants to sleep.
Because when I had my girl, Kasia, she would always try and get out. Then that was a whole thing. I would hear her ramming the door with her head. Like, and then she would come over by me and she would go.
Maybe that's why we sleep with the door open. Maybe that's the habit that we had when we had Woofer.
Yeah.
The Woofer would get out.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you sleep with your door open, you're one of those 60%. You're the good guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.